You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Really is halfway home here on a Thursday in the Bay. It's an overcast Thursday here, whether in Oakland, San Francisco, wherever the hell you are. You know what's great? We're international here because we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch, we're on Twitter, we're on the Odyssey app. So we can be like Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide here on 95.7 The Game. Shasky, good morning. This has been fun, man. We're talking about the real problems within the NBA. We're trying to solve them. We had Ethan Sherwood-Strauss, House of Strauss, the Substack there, formerly ESPN. Guy knows his stuff. Very smart. I just feel smarter whenever I'm talking like that. That's why I said it in the interview. I was just like, I'm an idiot when it comes to stuff. You're smart. You know, explain this to me like I'm a 5-year-old, right? And I think he broke it down pretty well about the problems happening in the league right now. And we're going to get into our best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century here in a couple minutes. But a lot of good stuff with Ethan there. If you missed any of it, find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. As I say, good morning to you, Carter. Steven Rizzotto, Matt Nehegan, and all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work.
You don't have to say good morning to Matt.
Why not? What did he do?
I mean, it's just the guy gets mad when I go in there and I'm all like huffing and puffing. It's like I've been up for 3 hours,
well,
dude.
Real quick, when you start yelling at him at 5
I'm
in the morning.
I'm not yelling. That's how I talk.
What are you, Samuel Jackson? Like in the Dave Chappelle? No, I'm not yelling. That's how I talk.
It is.
Samuel Jackson beard.
The amount of times that I'm talking to some sort of a customer service individual and they're like, sir, if you continue to raise your voice, I'm going to hang up. No, this is how I talk.
I do get frustrated too when I say my name, Joe, and they say Jeff immediately. I was like, no. Like, when did I say that at all? By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. You can see these lovely faces. And yes, the nose is real and it is spectacular. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Dave Fleming joining us in about 26 minutes, courtesy of River Islands, R95.7 The Game Giants Insider and voice of the team as well. And we can get his thoughts on what's going on with the Open right now, or I like to call the British
Open.
Well,
Carter's declaring it over.
Why?
It's day one. I don't know. Somebody's 4 under and he's like, it's over. The Open's over. So
already,
thanks.
Wow.
Just started.
Scotty Scheffler is tied for 4th right now, 3 under par through 18. So that's why he's saying it's over. If Scotty's there in the top 5, it's done. It's cooked no matter what.
Only one he lost, I think, was when he was arrested and thrown in jail, was when he was in the top 10.
True.
That's the only one I can think of.
I think he came back and still shot under par that day after
he did.
Released. It's insane. Insane. The mugshot heard around the world. And the people that printed out the shirts immediately and put the mugshot on there and went to Valhalla in Kentucky. It's so great. That was honestly a crazy sports talk moment that we like touched on golf, the longest we probably ever touched on golf.
Well, that and the Tiger accident.
Well, that goes without, yeah, I mean, Tiger, I mean, there's so much there. My wife went through my phone. I mean, do we still have all those drops? They got to be somewhere.
Well, I was talking about the accident that he had recently when he almost lost his legs. Well,
you just said Tiger Woods an accident. Yeah, that's true. There's so many of them, right? But there was another accident that took place here in the Bay Area as we're kind of going through our best Bay Area sports top, best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. So you and Evan yesterday, you did the top right quadrant, the Jimmy versus Brock elite quarterback conversation, right? You did that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Barry Zito contract, you touched on that one.
God, that was fun.
Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, right? And then the Kevin Durant saga.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. That's great. I'm sure you got it.
Which is still being written.
It's still being written. Hell, we just had Ethan Sherwood Strauss. Was he not a big part of that whole thing, that whole dynamic, right?
Who are you? Yeah, that was KD to Ethan Sherwood Strauss.
And we're doing Twitter polls on this, correct? That's how you guys broke it down yesterday. Yes. So we're going to have a Twitter poll up on this.
And we didn't pick numbers. We just said, hey, these are the best topics. We left a lot on the chopping table of the last 25 years because we wanted a lot of the teams to be represented and we didn't want to, you know, leave any big ones out. But inevitably something gets left out.
And we don't want to seed it. Kind of like NBA players, there's a lot of sensitivity when it comes to East Bay versus, you know, South Bay, North Bay, San Francisco versus Oakland.
Too many Warriors, yeah, not enough this.
Exactly. And we wanted to show some love for the East Bay and to the teams that no longer here, right? And I thought the Barry Zito contract played part in that too with the A's and then going to the Giants and all of that. And as we were talking about NBA for most of the show, we'll start with NBA here. Because we got Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident going up against Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, and the punch heard around the world. We'll start right there, Joe.
That might be a number one seed all time. I mean, geez Louise, we did do seeds. I'll never forget when we found out, Bob Myers is crying at a press conference because he's talking about what happened at practice. And we were at the old studio.
Not the first time Bob's cried at a presser. Kevin Durant injury on line one. There you go.
Yeah, but it was bizarre. It's like there was a fight at practice,
yes,
or an incident. It was, I think, what it was labeled.
Yes.
And then at like 6:55 or 6:50 in the morning, me, B, you were on the show, correct?
Yes, I was running the board.
We were at the old station.
I was the one that showed you guys the video.
All of a sudden, TMZ's breaking news video of a grainy footage of Draymond punching Jordan Poole, and we're on live radio, and we're like, well, this happened. I didn't even know how to describe it.
Well, I have the TMZ right here. I pulled it up. October 7th, right? 2022.
What time in the morning?
Let me see here. I'm pulling it
up. It was 6:50-ish our time.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right here. It doesn't give me the timestamp here, but it says new video. This is TMZ because they had it. New video shows Draymond Green violently punch Jordan Poole at Warriors practice.
I shouldn't laugh. I remember Bonte came in that morning, right? And he's like, I heard from some people it's bad. It's bad. He'll do this to us, right? He'll tease us with knowledge he claims to have,
yes,
that we're not allowed to go to air with.
Correct.
And he'll be like, you can't tell anybody, Shasky. You got a big mouth. I know you're going to tell people. Oh. You can't tell anybody. And now I'm giving away some of Bonte's secrets.
6:35 a.m. So it was literally the second segment of the show.
There you go.
For you and Bonte.
There you go. And I remember him like, I heard it's bad. We had never seen it. And then it came out. And then instead of like reacting to the video, everybody, all of America was like, well, what did Jordan Poole do?
My favorite is they had an update 4 hours later, 10:52 a.m. This is from TMZ, the update. The San Francisco Police Department tells TMZ Sports it is not investigating the incident and had no involvement
I'm now
in the matter.
My Uncle Danny like, hey, you want to charge felony, you know, felony charges on this one, Jordan Poole? Nah, I'm good.
Dude, and the thing with this is we had a legitimate caller saying he should be investigated and arrested.
For a felony assault.
For a felony assault. It was bad.
We did take a lot. And then some people were like judging like how Jordan Poole should have backed up. He got into his face. I mean, God, that was insane.
Well, I remember the topic before we saw the video.
Dre really wanted to hurt him. He'd have done this.
You guys...
He eased up. He could have jumped on him.
Oh, no. My favorite part is I'm watching the video right now. He punched him. And then, well, you guys don't watch after he punched him. He actually tried to catch him because he felt bad for him falling to the ground. It's like, what? What What are we doing?
How
running
many
around
months
in circles?
Did that lead every single show locally?
Months. We're still talking about it for years. We still bring up the dark cloud.
Draymond can't stop talking about it either.
Like you see, well, he tells Jordan Poole to get over it. That's my favorite
can
part.
Can we play the podcast sound? I don't even remember it this way. It's funny how our brain does like tricks on us.
Well, first, before we get to the podcast sound, let's go to the reaction.
I still can't believe he did that.
The morning roast, the different iteration of the morning roast.
Our reaction?
3 years. I can't believe it's been almost three years.
I also think there's another piece of this, guys, which is... Prior to this, the Warriors were looked at as like the gold standard of culture.
I thought they were going to win the next two or three titles. I was like, oh, we got all the young guys coming.
They literally just won.
What did Bonte say? The summer vibes.
Yeah.
Where did they go that year? Did they go to Europe?
No, didn't they go to Japan?
Japan.
Yeah, they played in Japan.
They went to Japan.
Yeah.
Next dynasty coming.
Oh, dude, we were like, dude, Wiseman didn't even play.
Yeah, like Kuminga exactly.
Didn't even play.
Wiseman to the
I'm
same thing.
Serious. Everyone's laughing. That's what we were thinking.
No, you're a couple months off of winning a championship. And then this is the reaction you and Bonte a couple years ago.
95.7 The Game, breaking news, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, folks, bear with us here. We're going to try to explain this as best as possible. TMZ just released a video of Draymond Green hitting Jordan Poole in the face.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Face. And you know what? There may not be much Niners content on the show today. Video's been released by TMZ at practice. Draymond Green to Jordan Poole saying some words. Draymond Green walks over to Jordan Poole. They have some words. We can't hear the audio. We can just see it. Poole shoves Draymond, and Draymond slugs Jordan Poole, nearly knocking him out. And thank the heavens, Jordan Poole did not get hurt. TMZ, it's on our Morning Roast page, at Morning Roast 957. This does not look good. This does not look good. I have so many thoughts. Who leaked the video?
No clue.
I mean, like, how did TMZ get this video of practice footage of Draymond Green hitting Jordan Poole? This is official. It's there. It's on TMZ, so... Boy, 888-957-9570. What's your thoughts now about the situation?
Where's Edward Snowden in the leak job? That's what I care about most. Bonte, I love you.
The first thing was who leaked the video?
Could not care less who leaked it.
Thank the heavens Jordan Poole's not worsely injured.
Oh, he was hurt. His emotions were hurt, and I don't think he ever get over something like that.
My God.
That's so good.
I have to say, his description of it was like on point.
But the tone... the tone as if like someone like legitimately got like there was like a death in the family. That's how it was delivered. Because you actually, in hindsight, it was the death. It might have been the death of the dynasty. And that's why he was delivering it the way he was. The season at that point, you kind of knew there's no coming back.
How did that guy score 20 points a game that year? I'm dead serious.
Well, falling like every other play. It felt like
falling.
His shoelaces were untied.
God, hey, that is, wow. BetQL, those were the days.
Honestly, though.
You better you bet. What was the guy's name? Come on, what was it?
Oh, Nick Costos here. You better you bet. he still does his thing. I give myself a 4 for that,
Nick
by the way.
So good. Do it one more time.
But it's Ben and GM now. Nick Costos here, guys. If you want all things parlays, you got
to. Don't listen to Ford Ball. Listen to me.
That's right.
That's right.
All with love, by the way. It's a great voice.
What was the show that Dibs and Guru did for a half an hour once a week?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know.
Seriously, I don't know. I don't know.
So, okay, like Draymond, Jordan Poole, and the Punch. I felt like, and I'm going to just be 100% candid, it was one of the most insane sports stories I can ever remember. Imagine, you know, Sprewell choking out the coach with video footage. That's what we got.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, because they deactivated Latrell Sprewell for the rest of the year. They basically Keyshawned him. You know, they TO'd him, if you will. Draymond didn't even get suspended because of ring night. Remember the whole ring night thing? What do you do for ring night?
He didn't get suspended. Insane. That, just stop right there. No, zero punishment for this guy after that video was released because you needed to celebrate ring night. And the amount of people, it actually sickens me as I'm getting more serious about like the Bonte tone here. You know what sickens me? Is that people blame Jordan Poole. We had hosts at the station prior to the video being released that were blaming Jordan. Well, what did Jordan Poole do? Well, let's see if it was a slap or I don't know what it was. Was it a push? Was it a shove? Oh, who knows? Maybe Jordan Poole had it coming. We had hosts here at the station.
My favorite was there was somebody on the other station. He's like, this happens all the time. All the time in professional sports. And then Chris Mullin goes on television. Mullin's like, never seen this in my life. Been in an NBA locker room my entire career.
Part of the dream team.
He was one of the greatest. He was like, never seen it once in my life. Darrell Wright, never seen anything like this. These are guys who played in the league for 15 years. They're like, never seen it. And the guy on the other station, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. He's like, happens all the time in professional sports.
Warriors GM Bob Myers.
That guy also covered Tom Cable, so what do you expect?
Oh, my. Well, yeah, that's this whole other level.
That's a thrower of
right
the football.
There. I mean, oh, my God. Bob Myers, quote, these things happen.
They literally don't.
Nobody likes it. We don't condone it, but it happens.
Can we play
that's literally what he said.
Can we play the Draymond pod
I got
stuff?
It.
Oh, I just, God, it was never ending.
Draymond Green on the Draymond Green show talking about it.
And I'm in practice like, damn. They caught me from the side, put him out. Yo, you're not putting him out of practice. Let me go in this locker room again. Yo, come back out here. We got to practice. And we move on. It just happened. We're not about to, like, what are we doing? It's my teammate, fine. Like, yeah, you got me. We move on. And I've had a bunch of situations like that growing up. Sometimes I was the guy. Sometimes I wasn't. Regardless, we move on. And so that's how I've always approached it. So when that situation happened, I'm like, all right, cool, we move on. And then when we couldn't, I was like, huh? And for a while, it made me think like, man, this dude nothing like me. Like, because when those things happen, you just move on. But it taught me so much because it taught me, you're right, he may not be like you. He ain't from where you're from. The things you went through, the way you had to come up, he may not have came up like that. So for that 5 seconds, I forgot where I was at because I immediately went to what I know. But what you know don't really work here. Yeah. And everybody say, oh, man, but you was 10 years in. You should know better. You're still learning. 9 years in. But it's them lessons like that that ultimately make me who I am to this day because, man, I f***ed that up.
The masterclass that was that entire minute 30 of acting like you're taking responsibility without really taking any, trying to blame yourself, but also explaining why you shouldn't be blamed for it was insane.
I can't
say I shouldn't have punched him. Oh, for 5 seconds, I blacked out. Yeah, that's what happens. And you get in trouble for it. You should, that shouldn't be a thing. Joe, I'm still, wait, 10 years. What have you been used to? I'm still learning. You're still learning that you shouldn't punch your teammate? What?
This thing that like, you know, he's not like me. We move on. I don't care what neighborhood. I grew up in Excelsior. It's not the greatest neighborhood. It's not the worst. Trust me. I knew plenty of kids from Sunnydale. I played ball with plenty of them.
Right.
I don't care what neighborhood you're from, St. Francis Woods or the Swampy D. No one gets over getting punched in the face. You don't just move on like that.
And you don't get to tell someone else to move on. That is not on you. You were the one that punched him. You get the consequences for it. And if they're never going to look at you the same again, don't want to be your friend, that is on, you know what? That's on them. And it's also on you, dude.
I honestly can't believe that sound.
Change their mind. But Joe can't.
Joe, I can't believe that sound in retrospect. It sounds more absurd today than it did then, and I thought it was absurd then.
You don't get over getting punched in the face, but you also don't get over getting punched in the face and then having it be released to the world on video.
That's embarrassing. Like for Jordan Poole. That's why who I felt bad for and still do. Like, that guy got so much hate and anger and vitriol towards him because of all the Draymond Green 579570. What'd he say? Well, and you know, he might have said something. You know, you don't really know. I don't care what he said.
Well, they could both be at fault, right? I always said, hey, look, we could, again, to your point about we don't know what to say, they could both be at fault. That doesn't mean one is more or less, but you did punch the guy in the face.
No, there's one person,
right? Like,
yes.
Like, again, Jordan could have culpability and probably does have some culpability because we have no idea what happened minutes before, months before, weeks before, years before. Usually when two guys go at it, there's a buildup, right? It's never like one incident. Now, sometimes things get drunken and out of hand and you have an incident on the late night or something like that. But sometimes things just build up over time. Who knows? Who freaking knows? But you did punch the guy. You got to have a little culpability there.
I blacked out for 5 seconds. I don't know. Imagine just saying that on radio and just say like you like go on this like tirade and rant. Hey, but we moved on, you know? I just, the way I was brought up, you know, that's how I talk in my household.
I should do that to Michelle. Like, you know, get caught cheating. Hey, but we move on.
Well,
Right? You move on, right? We just move on. I guess we're not cut from the same cloth.
Don't go to a Coldplay concert. You might get caught cheating. I don't know if you guys saw just the latest that's dominating.
I can't believe
everything
that sound.
Else. There's just the
Joe, the sound is, we have any more Draymond sound?
Oh my God. I mean,
who's he going up against?
What do you mean?
What? This topic is going up against which
Madison
one in our bracket?
The Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident.
And that one was insane, but it pales in comparison to this.
This might be a Patriots type of dynasty. This might be the Warriors dynasty, KD dynasty.
Well, it's not Hernandez, but it's definitely, you know, there's something there. I think this is way worse than the Jimmy G, Tom Brady dynamic.
Well, we might look back on this being like the reason they don't win another title potentially. Like, this might be the very reason, like, you had Jordan Poole here. Now, the player he is now, I'd still love to have Jordan Poole on this team, absolutely, but it didn't work. You moved off of him from the year that was, and then immediately when the season ended after this punch, what did everyone say? Oh, you got, it's just the dark cloud that was on the organization. I mean, I don't know how we got this far.
You know what we need? We need, like, remember when KD and Draymond did a sit-down and then blamed Bob Myers for their on-field fight? Our on-court fight? I need Draymond and Jordan Poole, like, a year from now to sit down and blame someone else for their fight.
Who are they going
to
blame you for?
I don't know. Just
the media?
Circle it around.
The media made it a bigger deal. Who leaked that video? That was the real problem. Monte. I love
what a great sports radio topic that lasted forever. I would argue though, our station, we almost talked about it too much, and it's not that it wasn't it was a factor, but at some point, kind of like the Kaepernick situation, there are certain sports topics. The Joe Paterno one.
Sure.
I remember telling Damon, like, Damon, I don't want to hear about Joe Paterno. They're awful human beings.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about Sandusky anymore. You're right. Yes, you're right. But I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same thing with the Jordan Poole thing. We reached a point of I'm tired of talking about it, but everything always pointed back to it, so
correct.
It felt like we kept reverting back to it.
It was always a trickle-down effect.
Everything led up to it.
The Chris Paul, like, you couldn't talk about Chris Paul as a player because it kept going back to,
you had to trade Jordan Poole.
There you go. It always went back to that.
I know.
And then you end up losing in a play-in game.
Before we get Dave Fleming, because he's going to be coming on in about 5 minutes, the Madison Bumgarner dirt bike incident, we got to spend at least a minute on this.
Well, I'll never forget. Talk about Dave, too. Yeah.
I'll never forget where I was when I got the alert on my phone from Bleacher Report that Madison Bumgarner, whatever, sprained his AC joint, whatever it was.
It was on 420, 2017.
I was at Bodega golfing. I think it was a Friday or a Thursday. I was golfing at Bodega with my brother, and my brother goes, "Dude, I just got an alert. Madison Bumgarner might be out for the year." Out for the year? What do you mean? We were coming off the playoffs. He's like, he fell off of an ATV or a dirt bike or something. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And I go, no way that's true. And because you're in Bodega, I have no service. And I go, oh, season's over.
And basically it was, because he missed nearly 3 months, returned July 15th.
3 months?
Yeah. The Giants' record at the time of the injury was 6-10. They finished 2017 with a 64-98 record, second worst record in baseball. And was that the moment the dynasty truly ended? Was that season, basically? Because that was that last year.
No, it ended on day one. The Mark Melanson save that never was.
Oh, no.
When he had two home runs, in the game, and then Mark Melanson blew the game.
He did. Melancon, as my dad still calls him to this day. Sprained AC joint in his left throwing shoulder for one Madison Bumgarner, and bruised ribs as he was riding a dirt bike in the Colorado foothills, as one does, right? As they're visiting Colorado, go on a dirt bike. Why not?
What's worse, Bumgarner destroying the season on a dirt bike, Monte Ellis destroying his ankle and the season on the moped,
or Jeremy Affelt trying to open up a frozen steak?
Yeah, but that's a reliever.
Slicing his hand.
That's a reliever.
No,
Jeff Kent washing his car.
There's been
though he was like doing wheelies on a motorcycle.
That's a great one. The most ridiculous sports related injury, because pitchers always have the funniest ones, because they get a blister, right? You're out for like a week. Like, it's just blisters. You can't do it. Your hand's hurting. Carpal tunnel from playing too much video games when it was David Price as a Boston Red Sox.
I respect it.
Might have been the funniest thing.
That's a Kyler Murray injury.
That's a Kyler Murray, the Call of Duty. Sorry,
who hasn't gotten carpal tunnel from playing video games?
Right. Or
who among us?
Or getting mad at a video game and punching something, or a pitcher punching something for getting frustrated. Oh, sorry.
Well, that was Hunter Strickland. He broke his wrist after the kid from the Marlins, Lou Brinson, hit a sack fly.
Jesus Luzardo did, I think, in the A's dugout. He punched like a chair or something, and he's like, oh, fracture my pinky.
I was so mad at Monte Ellis for ruining the season with the moped. Ugh, and Bumgarner.
I don't know if Dave, what's the sports talk radio equivalent of doing that? Is it yelling at a concert and you can't do the show the next day?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Well,
but not concerts, it's at games.
It's at games. Let's ask if Dave Fleming has ever had something like that. That's what's coming next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.